Let's start with, what do I want to start with? Let's start with, I guess, Miss Monaghan's set. We'll do Miss Monaghan, the Green Groves, and I've got all my music here, so give me one second. I decided, because a lot of times what I do is I don't print or put the tunes that I know, and I think that kind of confuses me sometimes, so I decided I'm just going to print everything, and then that that way I'll have all the tunes that I do for the session, regardless of whether I know them or not. And then I think I'm going to do a book, a session book, from all the session stuff. So, and this is a good way to remember what I did and didn't do. So, Miss Monaghan, Green Groves, of course. And then, okay. So Miss Monaghan first. And I think you got the keys there and stuff. So D, 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 and G. I don't think, is that D? Green Groves is not D, is it, Alina?
I have it as A minor.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah, when you know you do this stuff on the session and they put D, but it's actually it's A minor. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
There you go. Jan, were you playing?
I was.
Is your door open?
Yeah, it was. You want me to close it?
Yeah, that? Because it's kind of... Unless you play in this room.
What?
I mean, you're welcome to come out here, but I think it's just... It makes the sound a little funky. Okay. All right. There we go. We got a few more coming. So let's go to the jigs. Hi, Bill. Andrea, how are you? Mark, good to see you.
Hello, John. Good to see you.
Fawn is back. Bill, we're getting good use out of your chairs here, you know.
That's great. I'm glad. I'm glad they're being loved.
Marilyn was sitting on one of them actually over the weekend.
Very cool.
We had a little session, and it was very nice. So. Because you're welcome.
Very nice chair.
You're welcome back anytime.
Well, we'll be down there at some point for them. That's for sure. But I think I told you those are my grandparents' chairs. So they've seen a lot of music.
Yeah,
heard a lot of music.
We take very good care of them. They're over here in this little closet we have.
Very good. I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
So, all right. So who else is there that I haven't said a lot? I think I said a lot to everybody. I think. All right, so let me look at my list. So I'm learning a lot doing this this thing here. So, Connect Man's Rambles. I think some of these tunes have really weird names. I had to call Brian Conway today. And we get to the hornpipes and we do Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. Is called From Galway to New York or something. Andy McGain called it From Galway to New York. I tried to look it up and it's not Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine at all. It has another name. All right, so let's do the Connect Man's Rambles, Father of Flynn, and the Cash. And even though I know all these tunes, I've gotten the music, so I don't mess up. So I think all of you pretty much know these tunes. You've got to. If you don't, you're certainly familiar with them. So, all right. Thank you. song. Popular tunes there, and we're delighted to see. Hi, Karen, you made it. And Susan, good to see you. And let me go back here. So, hornpipes. So yeah, let's do the Plains of Boyle. And Bonaparte crossing the Rhine, and that is called From Galway to Dublin. And I'm going to add a tune, if I think I can play it. I haven't played this tune in years, and I came across it because I was looking for Bonaparte crossing the Rhine, and some of you may have heard of it, some of you may not. I can't remember how many years it's since I played this tune, Madame Bonaparte. Any of you familiar with Madame Bonaparte? What a great tune. And I was like, wow, you know, I got to print that out, and because I won't remember how it starts.
You do it in G or A, John.
This is in the G. Great tune. It's like, you know, the problem is I have so many tunes, and I can't flush them out unless somebody starts them, a lot of them. All right, so, and then From Galway to Here, formerly known as Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. So Andy McGann called it From Galway to Here, and when I called Brian Conway, I was trying to find it, and he said, well, Andy McGann used to call it From Galway to Here, And then there was another name. So I looked at, when I had him on the phone, I looked it up on the session, and I said, Brian, I found it. It's called From Galway to Dublin. And he said, I think that's the least of the names of any names mentioned that it would be, Brian thought. But of course he was wrong. It was, anyway. And then Galway. See, you get all these tunes that start the same way. We'll try Met and Bone. I'm sorry it's not on the list, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Thank you.
think I've played that in 40 years, that bloody tune.
That's, but isn't,
that's a really nice tune, though.
It's Madame cute.
Bonaparte.
It's a great tune. Hey, 40 years, that's great. I haven't played it in about three pre-COVID and some time.
Well, I never even think
and
of
it. I didn't remember it anywhere near as well as you did.
Well, I'm lucky that when I learned the tunes, I really learned them well, I hope, in generally speaking. All right, before we go to anything slow, let's do, let's see now. Where did I put my slip jigs? Let's do the White Mountain, which is Patty O'Brien's. And this is a nice set, right? White Mountains and the Butterfly. Just in case you're interested, this is recorded, I'm almost certain, Patty O'Brien and Seamus Connolly recorded this on the banks of the Shannon. And that's actually where I learned it from, that recording of the EP. And then a few years later, Seamus brought out an LP, or a CD, I should say, a redo of the banks of the Shannon with some extra tracks.
What is it? What are you?
The White Mountain.
Oh. Probably white, isn't it? Eileen is on her CD.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
My wife is so knowledgeable. She's much smarter than I am. Okay, ready?
Bye.
Come on.
I almost completely messed that up though, wasn't it? The White Mountain, or whatever.
Sounded great from here.
Thanks. You're always very kind, Alina. And by the way, everybody, thanks again to Alina for picking up where Michael left off. And was delighted to have her. Appreciate her helping out. It takes the pressure off of me. So, all right, back to reels. So I thought we'd do I wrote down the Heathery Breeze, but it's actually the Heather Breeze, because I think the Heathery Breeze might be a different tune. Sometimes the Heather Breeze is called the Heathery Breeze. It's kind of very confusing with these Irish names. So I am going to play the Heather Breeze. Okay, so we'll do the Pretty Little Girls of Mayo. Okay, the ships are sailing. And then the Heather Breeze. And I like that set. I recorded that set on my Celtic Roots CD, I think it is. So. Let me know if the tempos are okay, okay? If they're not, just let me know. You know what? Hold on a second. I'm sorry. David, I wanted to say hi to David, because David just got here. And then Elizabeth, I think. And Carla, I don't know if we said hello to you guys yet, but just want to make sure nobody got left. Howard and Brenda. Ken, I think I said hello to already. Andre, I think we said hello to you too, didn't we? Becky. How are you? All right.
Thank you.
The Green Castle home pipe and the Galway. I like the Green Castle. And then. Okay. You doing okay, everybody? Let me see. So our numbers are a little down today. I don't think anybody came in. If anybody came in from the Facebook post, let me know. I'm just curious. I don't think anybody did, but kind of interesting, isn't it? How things have changed. You know, I post my breakfast on Facebook and, you know, 300 people like what I just cooked, you know. But yeah. You post a gig or an event like this, and then nobody shows up. I've noticed
the same thing. Like back before the pandemic, when dances were happening, I helped to organize dances, and we always posted to Facebook, and nobody saw it. It was like five people would like it or something, but right. If I posted anything else, I'd get like 30 likes at least. So I don't know what the deal is.
They're changing their algorithm. They want you to pay for stuff. That's the problem. Facebook wants you to pay for advertising. Advertise your events and the things that you plan. So, all right. Mm-hmm. So far, you like the tunes? Okay.
That Dream Castle was great.
It's a great tune. It is, yeah.
Very fun.
It's a nice little town. Graham, you know where Green Castle is? You got to turn off. You got to unmute. Graham, for those who weren't here earlier, is from Cornwall. So. You know, there is a, I think Green Castle is not far from Newcastle, but I could be wrong. I can't, you know, but definitely I'm familiar with the town. And then Richard, I didn't know you grew up in the Pennsylvania area, in Green Castle.
Richard didn't. Connie did. Oh. I'm signing in under his name.
So Connie, I did not know that.
Yes, Pennsylvania.
So you ended up with Richard, and he's from down there?
Yes. Or you,
all right, there you go.
Met him in Florida.
There you go. Well.
Is anyone else having trouble with audio, or is it just me?
Sounds okay to me.
Okay. It must be something with my connection. I'm going to log
audio is awesome. Yeah, okay. I had one or two blips, but it hasn't been for a while.
Okay, I'm going to log off and try again here.
Okay. Come back, Bill.
Yeah.
Come back. All right. I think I would do a couple more reels because it's already 4:53 and I've got a lot of reels on here. I did that deliberately, of course. Let's do the reel of Rio, the wise maid and the maid behind the bar.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
watching Alina's notes there, and I realized when she had told me that I did not play the right, correct first tune, I played, in fact, played John Brennan's, I decided that I would, in fact, play the correct tune last.
That's fine.
I thought it was just me.
No. I realized belatedly that I put the wrong key for Reel of Rio. I put D, so maybe that got you in the
I thought it wasn't D, isn't
track.
It?
I think it's G.
D, right?
It resolves on a G, doesn't it?
Might be G. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's G.
Yeah, really? G.
We vote for G.
Yeah, it's a G.
Ben Brennan's is in D.
Yeah, so what are we talking about? Oh, Reel of Rio. Sorry.
I was saying maybe because it said that Reel of Rio was in D, then you played a D reel instead of
right.
Reel of Rio.
Oh, I'll blame you, Alina. That's what you messed me up.
That's what I'm here for. I could be the scapegoat.
And
yes, the Reel of Rio is in G, correct.
And I think it's called Reel of Rio because it's really about Sean Ryan.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, interesting. I didn't know.
Yeah, so the Rio is pronounced Rio. Yeah, interesting.
So it's good. Well, thank you, Marilyn. It's good to know that. I never knew that. Let's do, which one of the slower ones you want to do? What's it? Let's see. Put a show of hands here, Madam Maxwell. All right. Not a lot of interest there. How about Planxty Fanny Power? I've got a couple of hands there. I guess She Begs You More?
Love that too.
I don't know. I can't see the hands.
I was too late to vote for Madam Maxwell, but that would be my vote because I don't play it much.
Yeah, we didn't get that many hands up in here, but I don't know.
I love them all.
Let's do this again. Madam Maxwell. I'm going to go to the other page. Okay, let's go back.
Good.
Planxty Fanny Power.
I love Fanny.
I can do. They're all good.
Okay.
I'm not helping.
Thanks, you more. Okay, Madam Maxwell, it is then.
Okay.
See, you turned the tide there, Alina. You know.
It's nice to do one that we did during the learning session.
Okay.
It is nice to bring those in because then it's like, now I get to try it.
Okay. All right, so we'll do Madam Maxwell. Let me have a sip of my coffee. Oh, there is no coffee. Hang on a second. I have backup here. I have water. Maybe I'm dehydrated. I didn't drink enough water today. I'm trying to drink more water. It supposedly helps lose calories, so. All right.
Thank you.
you go. All right. Let's do Dig for a Kiss. I don't know if there's really any commercials this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you want to do some announcements? Because you put some links in the email that you sent out for upcoming events.
I just put in some of the gigs for people to look at. You know, it's interesting. I'm also not getting any huge response, I guess, from the email anymore. And now I sent out 993 emails.
Somebody in the chat said that he didn't get the set list via email, even though he was on the list. So if anyone else is having issues like that, let me know or send an email to John, because we want you to be able to see the set lists.
Or if you got the same email as everybody else, the set list was on there for sure.
So yeah, it was just one person so far that's told me that that was an issue, but hopefully it's not going to people's spam folders or something.
Scroll down far enough. Or they didn't get the email at all, you mean?
Yeah,
that happens. Yeah, you got to look. Sometimes you got to look in your junk, you know.
What they need to do if it's going to their spam is just to put your email in their contacts, and then it will go to them.
Right. Just add me, baby. All right. So I figured let's do Fig for a Kiss and the Kid on the Mountain. We don't do slip jigs very often, right? And Hunting the Hare. That's going to be a long set, so why not? What the heck? I got to give you guys a workout. So. That's it, right? And then. No, I've got the right order, right? Yeah, Fig for a Kiss, Kid on the Mountain, Hunting Your Hair. Okay. Right. That was a nice long set for you. All right, so we got a few more minutes. So let me see. Let's do, why not? Let's do the Boys of Blue Hill and the Harvest Home, and then we'll finish with a set of reels after that, okay? Let's put a show of hands here. So we could do the Blackberry Blossom set, My Love is in America, Last Night's Fun. Or we could do the concert reel, The New Moon Meadow, and Father Kelly's. Okay, hands up for the last one there. Are we good? All right.
Concert.
Concert reel. I love that tune. the New Moon Meadow, and of course, oh. Okay, so we'll just start with the concert reel.
Thank you.